like this deal. You just, you come in, and you got one day of work. One day. And then, it's the weekend. So what, at, I guess at about 5 o'clock, that'll be our hump day. That's our hump day at 5. Well, it's good to be back. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Anthony.
We're back. Yeah, it's been a long, long week.
Yes, yes, it has.
Where do we begin?
Don't start with my sunburn.
You're making us all uncomfortable,
first of all.
I'm very burnt. Anthony has probably the worst sunburn I've ever seen on a human being.
No, it's not that bad.
How about some aloe, bro?
I don't want...
Is there aloe in it?
Your face is so red, it's sweating. It's sweating.
No, it's
moisture just falling out of your pores.
See, I thought because I was Sicilian, I had a little bit of that colored in me, you know, like everyone says, and I wouldn't have gotten the sunburn. But I went out to Fire Island... And I got the sunburn open.
But you were sitting in the office,
yeah,
making believe it doesn't hurt. We all know it hurts.
It doesn't hurt.
You're making everyone around you uncomfortable.
It's just a little tight.
It's a little tight.
I used some of that solar cane on it.
I like the optimism, but you just look just like you're in a lot of pain.
A little tight.
I got a nice sunburn remedy.
What is that?
Now,
you're a fair guy. It looks like you probably have had your share of sunburn once or twice.
I guarantee I'm going to have lots and lots of skin cancer. Caddy. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to. I caddy for 15 years.
Caddy. Winning that caddy tournament.
I grew up pretty much in Wading River at my grandma's house, getting burnt over and over again summer after summer. My parents didn't believe in suntan lotion.
No.
We would come back to Centerport after our weekend out in Wading River, and my dad would take the sting out of the sunburn with vinegar.
That doesn't even sound... That sounds like abuse.
That was his home remedy. The cold, white vinegar he would just smear all over our burnt bodies.
So you ran around smelling like a douche?
Pretty much.
If you're going to be a douche, you might as well look like one.
And smell like one.
So I guess that's the first thing I want to say is that it just looks awful.
Well, it's I'm gonna.
And I give you a lot of credit for the optimism and stuff, but
I
just want you to admit sometime today that you're suffering.
It's just a little tight. Like, I gotta move around a little.
You're Sicilian,
stretch things
bro.
Out.
I know.
What
that's what I thought.
Then he goes to me. Well, it was a little overcast yesterday. You know how they say about overcast skies.
You know the overcast skies. You get a worse burn than on the sunny days, Jimmy.
That's what they say.
I know why you don't want to admit it, because then you know it's going to hurt even more and it's going to get redder. The one thing you did say in the back office is like. Yeah, well, I noticed, halfway through the afternoon that I was getting a little red and that maybe I should put something on it.
So maybe I should put a little something on it.
When you notice you're red in the sun, it's already way
too late.
Effing late.
I knew, so I put some on then, and I'm still pretty red.
Walk it off, Dick.
That's what I did. I'm walking it off.
You know what helps, actually? A little splash of mule juice on the face. I tend to take the sting
right Jimmy.
Out of that.
By the way, all the
comes
gay...
in a pump dispenser.
By the way, all the gay jokes are coming in because Fire Island is known for its gay sections.
Is that
well,
what you
not, not Watch Hill.
Yeah, Watch Hill.
I was out of Watch Hill, and it's not. It wasn't a Cherry Grove taken in the keister.
That's just Watch Hill suck it. That's what that is.
No, not Watch Hill suck it. No.
Watch Hill.
No. If you know anything about Long Island, there's Watch Hill and Davis Park, which you take the ferry over there and you have a good time. And if you go to places like Cherry Grove. Shut up.
Ooh, I better put this lotion in.
Brad, could you rub this on my back and then put the lotion on? No.
You can act like a man.
I'm trying. Ah, don't slap me. I got sunburn.
You can just...
No. No, stop it. We're not going to play music on.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. It's enough with the music today, please.
No, I just want to put little rubber bands around your hands and then brutalize your keister.
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
No, we told you guys. It's not a gay
don't
area.
Don't worry about it.
Now, Watch Hills, it's a nice place to go.
Jeez, it's beautiful.
Very relaxing. You got the miles of beaches to yourself.
It
right?
Because
there's no real cars or anything in Watch Hill. Right, Anthony?
Right. You got to take the plane home. And this is how I was dancing. I just went out because we had some time away.
Right.
Time away from the show.
Yeah, obviously.
So I went to the beach.
Obviously, we want to let you in on some things, but the sunburn thing is a distraction, Anthony.
I'm sorry that it's distracting you.
It's distracting everybody. So where do we begin today?
Well, we weren't on the air.
We haven't been on the air in a week. And
yeah,
everyone has been speculating. Everyone.
We had I guess a week ago, Thursday, we were on the air. And then we took Friday off. Right? We took Friday off, right?
Yeah, we took Friday off.
And on Friday, we were bludgeoned with personal insults by Don and Mike.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, Opie.
I'll tell you this much so far. We weren't planning on taking Friday off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. We were going to take Monday off because it was Memorial Day, Anthony.
Of course.
And we certainly weren't going to take off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week, especially because we have a huge softball game tomorrow. Sold-out game in Newark at Riverfront Stadium there. We're going to have a ball tomorrow.
So why would we take a whole week off before a big event? We still have to pick our goddamn teams.
Yeah, we got a lot to do today.
We got a lot of stuff that we have to get to today that we would have liked to have gotten to last week.
Right. So continue.
Well, we had that Friday off where we were bludgeoned, personal insults whatnot.
By the show before us here in New York, Don and Mike.
Right.
A show that for the other people in the country that have no clue, quite frankly, just failed miserably in New York City.
Right.
I mean, they could spin it any way they want. The official thing is they're now blaming us because they failed in New York.
That's what I read in the paper anyway.
So they're blaming us, whatever. But the fact of the matter is they failed miserably.
Yeah.
Miserably.
Here in New York, and apparently that got the show very angry, and they lashed out.
So they decided to do a whole show bashing us on Friday.
Just bashing us.
Knowing, by the way, that we would not be on the air Friday.
Right.
And I will get into that in a little bit. Knowing that we weren't going to be here.
Weren't going to be on the air Friday.
And claiming that we were pussies.
Right. That was the word that was used.
That
we were pussies.
That we were pussies for taking the day off.
Yeah.
And not fighting back.
There you go.
And then claiming that we're so rich that we decided to take a long weekend and go to the Hamptons, Anthony.
Well, that's where I burnt, Opie. I burnt out there in the Hamptons.
Just more
my rich friends.
Just more stupid lies.
So yeah, then, there were a lot of lies going on
so
that,
then,
that Friday show.
Then the weekend, the Memorial Day weekend happened, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you and I have been off the radio.
Yeah,
And it's been reported in the Washington Post, mm-hmm. in all the radio websites, the trade magazines. Everyone is reporting that you and I were suspended from our radio show for talking about an inferior radio show.
Right. Look at the headline there.
Let me make this perfectly clear to the Washington Post, R&R Online, Inside Radio, FMQB, Radio Inc. The only one that got the story correct is a guy we really don't like, but you know what? He did some journalism. He did some investigating, and you know what? He got it right.
Didn't just talk to Don.
Right. David Hinckley of the Daily News got it right.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't write that we got suspended. Matter of fact, he has a quote. Infinity spokesman said, Opie and Anthony, we're not suspended.
There you go.
But we're just not on the air this week. That is the truth. We were not suspended for talking about an inferior radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We would never get suspended for talking about an inferior radio show, ever.
Right.
The company would never, ever do that to you and I. Never. You know, we've had some problems with another show in this company. Yeah, we can possibly get suspended over that, but not for talking about an inferior radio show.
Well.
So you got that wrong. Washington Post and everyone else.
Washington Post apparently only spoke to Don, from what I get. No one talked to me as I was getting burnt on the beach.
Could we get Jeremy on the phone? I want an official word. I want an official statement that we were not suspended for talking about
suspended.
A radio show. He's in the studio. Jeremy Coleman, the program director of WNEW here.
There
in
it is.
You were absolutely not suspended.
There you go. Now, who from WNEW, as I read in this, said that we had been taken off the air because of what was going on last week?
I have no idea.
So
I don't think anyone did. No one called me.
So somebody just took it upon themselves to either write a lie or just lie in WNEW's name here in New York. There you go. All right. So we were not suspended.
No, not suspended.
There
absolutely not.
Yeah.
From the mouth of Jeremy Coleman.
So you might say, you know, all right, you wanted to be on the air. You had things to do. And you weren't suspended.
You were not suspended.
Well, then, Opie, what? Why?
Well,
why?
Why?
Why didn't... What?
Well, this is going to be... This
divorce court?
This is going to be a little tough to say.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter, and I got to tell you, this is something that has been going on for about 2 to 2.5 weeks, Anthony. Everyone, I mean everyone associated with this radio station in New York, WNEW, was in on it and knew exactly what was going on in my personal life.
Right.
All right? And Don decided to, I don't know, in my opinion, take advantage of the fact that I was having personal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And spin it in a way to kind of help his career.
Now you're taking the AZT and the AIDS remission. What? No. Oh, that was something. I'm sorry.
Don DeBella is so desperate that he decided that he needs to spin it in a way where he's going to get press for his stupid radio show. If he's that desperate and needs money that bad, I will write a check to him personally. Because now he's just showing how effing pathetic he is, okay? The fact of the matter is, someone that I cared a real lot about died. My grandmother, who pretty much helped raise me. And
there you go.
And I'm not looking for sympathy or anything, but I will tell you this. The reason I wasn't here last Friday was because I was in a hospital room in Syosset watching my grandma die.
And it was the grandmother that was left, that you had left, because you had talked in the past about the other grandmother.
Oh, who I hated.
Which you did not like, but this was a very loved relative.
Big time.
Yeah.
She had 7 kids, 27 grandkids, 14 great-grandkids. And the woman that never hurt a soul, she was the glue that held my family together. She helped raise me. I mentioned in the beginning of the show that we had that house in Wading River.
That was where you used to have the sugar and margarine sandwiches?
Well, my uncles corrected me at the wake, saying, look, man, we didn't have margarine, it was butter.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey.
Well, my grandma...
Sleep on the old burlap cots and...
It was the wool blankets and the sand, yes, with the sunburn.
With your sunburn.
I pretty much spent my childhood at my grandma's house in Wading River. It was like the poor man's version of the Kennedy compound, Anthony.
Right.
Where it was all... I mean, our entire family there, every weekend... Every summer from the age of, I don't know, when I was crawling until I was like 28, we had
like
the
Kennedy compound. Did you play football?
All that stuff.
On the lawn? Did you beat women over the head with golf clubs until they were dead?
Football.
Damn, I suck.
Football, wiffle ball,
yeah.
Fishing, water, I mean everything.
Sex with Marilyn Monroe,
right.
All the fun Kennedy things. Sure, you may have driven home drunk a few times and left a girl in a river.
Right.
Who cares? It was family, and you were there with them all.
It was the poor man's version of the Kennedy compound.
Your Uncle Ted running around with no pants.
Oh, we didn't care. Well, we had an Uncle Ted, more or less. I'll let my uncles try to figure out which one's Uncle Ted. But that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Thursday was my birthday, and then Friday I went to a hospital and pretty much watched my grandma die all weekend long while everyone else was... doing what you do for Memorial Day, the picnics and the barbecues,
yeah.
And the going to the beaches and stuff. I was sitting in a hospital room with all of my relatives, pretty much off and on for 3 days.
Right.
Okay, and that is the fact. And I can't believe I have to even say this on the radio to prove to these idiots in the press that we were not suspended. Okay. My grandma's sickness came on real fast. It was unexpected. I mean, she was 92 years old. She had a great, great life. But it was still a sad thing because it came...
92.
It came out of nowhere, and she died of double pneumonia. Helen Hughes, my grandma, okay?
Yeah.
And then she died... This is where it gets even better.
Better?
Well, whatever.
John from Buffalo is saying play. John from Buffalo actually put a couple of asterisks up on the screen and then put plays laugh track in between.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
listeners are just as cruel as we are.
That's all right. I'm not going to
Like I said,
I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just stating facts.
It's part of life.
I know I've done some douchey things on this radio show, so I'm not going to turn around today and look for sympathy. Trust me. But my grandma was unbelievable to me. She took the place of the witch of a mother my mom had. I don't even call her a grandma. When she died, we didn't even miss a beat, man.
She was the one.
We just kept going.
The nasty one was the one that called you precious.
Precious, and I told my mom I'd wait in the car, and that was the last words. My other quote, even though she's never been considered a grandma in my eyes, that was the last thing she ever heard.
Right.
But this grandma took the place of that grandma, and my two grandpas that I never got to hang with.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with my grandma pretty much fading fast, my dad started getting chest pains. And if you've been listening to the show a while, you know my dad has some pretty serious heart crap going on for the last 10, 12 years. He's been okay so far, but he had some chest pain. So then he's at the VA hospital in Northport. This is what I was doing Memorial Day while everyone else is spinning it and saying we were suspended because an inferior radio show, thinks they're as good as us, trying to get their name in the press alongside us. So my father is in the VA hospital in Northport with the chest pains, and he's hooked up to all his equipment and tubes and stuff. And that was Saturday night, okay? Our whole family had to go to the VA hospital in Northport on Monday morning, because we were scared. We didn't know what was going to happen, because of the condition my dad was in at the time, and tell him that his mom died while he's hooked up to the tubes, okay?
Nasty.
And then, to get out of this crap, then, we had the wake Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we had the funeral yesterday. And that's the reason why we weren't on the air.
Yeah.
We were not suspended.
Would have been nice to have come on and done our show.
You know, and I will not even deal with Fat and Fatter and their lies anymore. You know, I haven't been in the game for about 2.5 weeks because of this crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to fight, you got one. And I'll tell you right now, Ant and I have never, ever, ever lost. Ever.
There you go. Don't back down.
We have never, ever lost.
Won't sit here and play music.
But it's pretty pathetic that you're a part of this radio station in New York. You knew damn well what was going on. Everyone else did.
Yeah.
You know, they'll claim, we didn't know. And then spin it to, in your favor, to possibly help your situation or help your career. If you need to check that bad, send me a bill. I'll write you a check. Don DeBella.
Spattering of people on instant feedback. Like a couple of these people. What's the matter? Truth hurts? That's all we're telling you here. That's what happened. That's it.
God, I mean...
Well, it happened. There's nothing. There's no big other story here.
What, do you want proof? I'll tell you the plot. You can go see the fresh dirt, you asses. The obituary was in Newsday. Helen Hughes, 92 years old.
I don't have to make it so morbid.
But it was a rough, rough week. I mean, I'm cool with everything.
Yeah.
Real fast, but... But to see, like, my sisters and my relatives just completely just...
Now, that's the hardest part.
Completely just breaking down to the point they can't walk. I mean, it was just brutal. And I've been lucky. I haven't had to deal with anything like this in my life before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to deal with it anytime soon.
No, it's not a fun thing. And it would have been a lot more fun to be on the air and pick our teams. Now we got to do this all in one day.
Well, we're going to have fun. We're going to turn the corner here, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to turn this thing around.
It's just...
Let's just stick with me, and we'll turn this thing around. We're going to get through this, though. You just got to keep your chin up. But we're going to get through this. We're going to turn this thing around.
Rah. And there you go. There's the facts.
What? Tell us what, Bob? I don't know. We're pussies?
Why are we pussies?
Interesting.
Okay. Why are we pussies?
All right. There you go.
And to be honest, I didn't even really get to... I didn't hear what they had to say on Friday. I was too busy doing other things, so...
I was on the Hamptons. I had my chopper. take me over there, land me on the helipad. Then I got out. I went to my dermatologist. I got some Accutane, because that's what I do. And then I hopped in the jet and went out to the Hamptons. Yep, yep, yep. You know, everything that's gone on in my life, hoping, all that's happened and the way it is now, I'm very happy with things. There's one hurdle I have not been able to get over, and that is I cannot be complete as a person until overweight men find me attractive. And until that happens, I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. Sure, I have a great gig here. I have a beautiful 12-year-old girlfriend. But until fat men find me attractive, I don't care about anything else. But until fat men can look at me and not criticize my looks, until I will not feel good until they find me attractive. It's just a hurdle. It's a cross I have to bear.
And there's one other thing you have not accomplished, by the way.
Yes, yes.
You have not yet made the biggest move of your radio career and fallen on your face. You have not made a huge move which got you all excited and ready to take on the world and been rejected and failed miserably.
That's
you have
true.
Not done that.
You're absolutely right.
Unfortunately, you are a tremendous success in New York City.
But I have this empty spot, this hole in my person. I can't feel complete no matter how, you know, the women, the show, the this, that. It's nothing to me until Don finds me attractive.
Well, the important thing is...
Don DiBella.
Does your girlfriend have a younger sister you can hook me up with?
And my name is Greg. My name's Greg.
I understand.
I guess they blew that for me on Friday.
Well, Greg.
In case you didn't know.
Yes, Greg.
Heavens to Betsy.
Greg Hughes.
Yes.
That's my name. Wow.
Sorry, Joe.
So, unlike the Bitter Twins, Fat and Fatter, Don DeBell and his sidekick there, we're going to do a real radio show today.
Going to have some fun today, put on some entertainment, not just sit around and play songs and wine, nothing like that. And have some fun. We're going to pick our goddamn teams for tomorrow's game. Weather, by the way, is supposed to be beautiful.
Thank God, because it's going to rain like a mother today.
We're knocking wood. Yep. That frontal system back.
I agree. Yep.
Yes, yes. Agree. Yep. Absolutely, you do.
All right.
It's going to be perfect weather and going to have a good time.
So once again, we were not suspended.
There you go.
I think that's pretty obvious to everyone.
There.
All right.